the liaison branch teams anticipate and monitor potential incidents that may occur along the blue line. Through diplomacy and negotiation, they seek to diffuse tension and stabilize this situation through mediation, ensuring that the Lebanese and Israeli population and UNIFIL personnel are not endangered.
That's Colonel Stéphane Lescoffi, UNIFIL's chief liaison officer, describing the job of the branch that he heads. On 11 December 2006, in a tripartite meeting, a liaison and coordination arrangement was agreed by UNIFIL, the Lebanese Armed Forces, and the Israeli Defense Forces. The liaison mechanism in UNIFIL is often compared to a bridge connecting the two parties, Lebanon and Israel. Lebanon and Israel do not talk to each other directly, so UNIFIL acts as a mediator. All details about the liaison branch in UNIFIL coming in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam from the South. The peacekeepers who work in UNIFIL's liaison branch act as the mission's first responders. They are actively deployed to sensitive areas along the blue line. UNIFIL liaison officers, unarmed, wearing their blue jackets, are always there acting as diplomat peacekeepers for the cause of peace. By being present on the ground, they are able to help prevent blue line violations, misunderstandings, and de-escalate tension. Communication is vital. Throughout the day, the branch is in regular contact with the Lebanese Armed Forces and the Israeli Defense Forces. The liaison branch reports directly to UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander and keeps senior leadership aware of any potential issues. Colonel Stéphane Lescoffi, UNIFIL's chief liaison officer, gives us more details.
The work of the liaison branch teams take place 85% of the time in the field. In the morning, after a meeting between the teams and myself, the teams receive their last instruction before patrolling. And from morning to night, the teams patrol the blue line. They move on points which can be sensitive, like the place of the construction of the T-wall by the IDF, or places where we saw people going behind the blue line.
The need for uninterrupted flow of information is paramount when it comes to anticipating and preventing tension and misunderstandings. Checking and double-checking everything and constantly monitoring activities on the ground, especially when it comes to any movement of military forces on both sides of the blue line, are some of the main tasks of UNIFIL's liaison branch.
This includes more than just the exchange of letters and correspondence. It is also very regular discussion on one side between LAF and liaison branch and on the other side between IDF and liaison branch on all matters related to the blue line. For example, that an IDF patrol will take place at a given time on a particular section of the blue line, that a LAF engineering unit will be doing road repair work for a while. The goal is to avoid any misinterpretation of the mission performed by both parties.
It's October, and the Blida olive fields in South Lebanon, that in some parts continue south of the blue line, are being harvested by Lebanese families before the winter rains come. One of UNIFIL's liaison teams is there too. Colonel Lescoffi explains to UNIFIL Radio.
In Blida village, we have a number of fields which are bisected by the blue line, with half on Lebanese side and half on the Israeli side. When the farmer wants to gather the olive during the harvest season, they may cross the blue line to the Israeli side. Technically, this is a violation of the Resolution 71. For the tripartite forum, UNIFIL facilitated a local arrangement where the perimeter of the field on the Israeli side were fenced. This means the farmer can enter the field during the harvest season and can cross the blue line, but are physically unable to advance beyond the end of the field. Both parties have accepted this local arrangement, and the crossing are not considered as a violation of the blue line, and the arrangement has successfully been in place now for a number of years.
Hello.
This arrangement is activated every year during the olive harvest season that starts in October. The role of UNIFIL's liaison branch, the only UNIFIL unit having a permanent presence on both sides of the 120-kilometer-long blue line, is paramount in ensuring a smooth and safe harvest for the Lebanese farmers.
Liaison branch is present very early in the preparation of the olive harvest, as we know when and where this harvest will take place and what the constraints are. We organize and get in touch with all the actors of this important period for the local economy. LAF is present all the time and in many places to make sure that everything is done in perfect security. These are the Lebanese soldiers talking with the olive pickers. The Nepalese battalion of UNIFIL coordinates with the LAF to help them to do their mission. Of course, a team of a liaison branch is present on the spot to make sure that the harvest is going well and also to keep in touch with IDF.
There's no doubt that this coordination and mutual understanding directly benefits the farmers of Blida village. For farmers in Blida, the olive harvest is often the main source of income, which is especially important with the current economic crisis in the country. This is one way UNIFIL's liaison and coordination mechanism directly benefits the local population in South Lebanon. UNIFIL's chief liaison officer, Colonel Stefan Lescoffi, sums up.
The olive and the byproducts are an important income for the local population and also the Lebanese economy in general. In time of crisis, everything can be produced, must be produced. That is why Liaison Branch and UNIFIL are very interested in the good progress of the olive harvest. So that the benefits generated by the sale of the olives and the byproducts go to the agricultural workers and the owner of the olive fields.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.